Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
The question is, how do the people feel about this? 713-572-4610. Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are a loophole.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
It's the day after an Astros game. I don't care if it was four innings. I don't care if it was nine innings. I don't care if it was an extra inning game of 26 innings. It's the day after an Astros game, and life is very, very good. Landry Locker, Wade Smith in for John Lopez. Figgy Fig in the building. Rockets have landed in Florida. Some of them.
Not all of them.
Maybe Swag! Not the most important ones, you could say. Not there yet. What in the hell are we going to make about that?
What are you talking about, man?
We are going to do some investigative work. We are going to use reasoning. We are going to use common sense. And we are going to leave no, what is it, this stone unturned? We're going to leave
that's
stone.
That's exactly right. No stone unturned.
We will figure that out. There were some good things happened yesterday. There were some bad things. Let's start with the good, and then we'll get to the bad. And I will say this bad involves the best player in franchise history and one of the worst things going on in the world today. A lot of you should be very, very ashamed of yourself, but we're not ashamed of you. Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are a loophole. Figgy, normally an exhibition game doesn't call for a little play-by-play slash rundown, but when you haven't watched baseball for over 100 days and you're starving for it, and the Astros are as good as they are, I think what we saw yesterday requires an inning-by-inning breakdown. So here we go. Four-inning exhibition. First inning. Top of the first, Smitty.
Okay.
Lance McCullers on the mounds. A 19-pitch first inning for McCullers. However, he does strike out two guys, but he allows a run. That one run knocked in by Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, man, Lance, you know, he started off with a walk, let a guy get on the base. Eventually, like you said, he ends the inning with a couple of strikeouts. And that's what I wanted to see out of Lance. Can we get that strikeout pitcher that we all knew and loved from years past? He ends up with three on the outing. He started off pretty well in the first inning.
Bottom of the first, Justin Verlander on the mound. He sits down the Astros. 1-2-3, 12 pitches. He struck out George Springer looking. So we move on to the seconds. McCullers with a leadoff walk. Gets in a little bit of trouble. He's already faced the entire order two innings in, but he gets out of the inning with 18 pitches. We then go to the bottom of the second. Justin Verlander still grooving. He strikes out two and pitches around an error. The only base runner he allows on an error, and then we go to the third. McCullers, 52 pitches through three innings. He has allowed one run, four strikeouts. So McCullers, you're kind of used to the roller coaster ride, even when he was doing well and performing at all-star level. He's found his groove in the third, and then the bottom of the third, more of the same for Justin Verlander. A 1-2-3 third, strikes out Springer swinging this time. Not a good day for Springer. Great day for Justin Verlander, and his day is over. Justin Verlander in three innings. He finishes with three hitless innings. One guy gets on base due to error, and eventually Astros Team Biggio, led by Verlander, ends up winning the game 1-0. McCullers looks good. Verlander looks good. Baseball is back. That's your taste of baseball. That's the good from yesterday, Smitty.
Hey, man, the good thing about it is Verlander was going against the A-team. He was going against all the big bats in the Astros lineup, and he looked like himself. That's what you wanted to see. McCullers is going against kind of the B team, but you got him pitching a bunch of pitches. He still looked good. He still looked strong throughout his time on the diamond, and that's what you want to see. He got his strikeouts in. He had to pitch around a few people, and it was good to see Straw out there and Kyle Tucker and those guys getting on base, getting base hits. I think it was a good overall performance by everybody. It's in one of those situations where it's a scrimmage. You're trying to figure out what can you take out of it, positive or negative, because you're going against yourselves. The fact of the matter that two of your top pitchers pitched overall well, Verlander was excellent. And then your young bats look pretty good out there. That's what you want
to
see.
It's just good to see. It's just good. It's good to do a little recap of a four-inning exhibition game. That's just where we're at right now, and that's just how
it's 2020,
much we've
baby.
Been starving. We're about 2 weeks away from getting to see the Astros play, 20 days away from seeing the Rockets play. Now, are they going to have their two best players? I don't know. The plane took off. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, not on the plane. So I don't know. We'll investigate at 10:40.
I'm saying
we'll investigate.
You know, they listen. Those guys are big time. Maybe they didn't want to be on the same flight as everybody else. You know,
I was talking about the suitcases.
You were right when you said what you said about the suitcases, dog. About PJ Tucker and his shoes.
But I will say this also, and this is just fair.
What's that?
James Harden hadn't quite been Mr. Social Distance, Mr. Quarantine. I mean, there's been videos on social media that have since been deleted of alleged James Harden private parties. He's been driving around downtown H-Town in a Lamborghini with Lil Baby. I mean, Zeke Elliott got it. We know Zeke Elliott's reputation. If you told me I had to do a two-team parlay during the Rona and the quarantine of guys that might get the Rona,
yeah,
I think Zeke Elliott and James Harden would be my two selections. I think those are number one selections. So we'll see what happens. We'll see when the news comes out. But you've been knowing you were going to be leaving on a jet plane in a few weeks. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, not on the plane, Smitty. Not on the plane. But there are a lot of guys at the bubble. Different NBA players seem to be taking it different ways. Some of these guys are just acting a little too bougie for my taste. And I think they need to use, you know, a lot of times whenever we're talking about something historic or something with historic implications, someone will tell you, well, you need to read this book, or you need to read this piece of literature. I think these ungrateful millionaire, multimillionaire athletes, I'm not going to ask them to read a book. I'm just going to ask them to watch one of the best movies of all time to get an appreciation of their recent accommodations. I don't know how bad the accommodations are, but I do know this, man. I know you're used to the five-star lifestyle, but have you ever been a prince? No, you haven't. So if you can go to a Disney resort and not your five-star restaurant, I recommend that you guys go back to the 80s and you watch one of the great pieces of American literature to get a grasp of why you should be appreciating what you're going through right now. I'm talking about Coming to America. And if you don't want to watch the whole movie, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, have no fear, because In the Loop is here. All you Rajon Rondos, you J.R. Smiths complaining about not having your usual bougie-ass accommodations, just remember this scene from one of the best movies of all time as Hakeem, the king, the prince, got off the plane and tried to find some accommodations that weren't usually up to his standard.
Okay, now what the f*** do you want?
We desire a room.
You better not be wasting my time. You got money.
Come on in, gentlemen.
Excuse me if I was brusque, but sometimes we get boo-boos in here without a dollar to their name. But obviously you gentlemen came in on another boat.
We seek meager accommodation.
Excuse me?
We require a room that is very poor.
Hey, Stu, your rent's due, mother. And don't be pulling that falling down the stairs on me, you hear? Are you conscious? All right, here we are. There's only one bathroom on this floor, so you're going to have to share it. A little bit of an insect problem, but you boys from Africa, you're used to that. Now, this is the place that I was telling you about. It's real f***ed up. Got just one window facing a brick wall. Used to rent it to a blind man. damn shame what they did to that dog.
We will take the room.
There you go. All you bougie-ass NBA players, I'm not going to tell you to educate yourself and read a book. Watch Coming to America and appreciate the situation you're going through. I'm talking to you, Rajon Rondo. I'm talking to you, J.R. Smith. I'm talking to every NBA player that doesn't appreciate it. Use that piece of greatness,
Landry,
to appreciate it.
Landry, bro, people don't realize that Prince Hakeem had his own face on his money. Like, his face was on his money. This dude lived in a palace his entire life. He had bathers. He had three bathers that bathed him every day. He had somebody that brushed his teeth every day.
The royal is clean.
No question. And he was willing to find himself meager accommodations so that he could find his bride. I completely agree with you, Landry. If you showed this video to all of the NBA players, they wouldn't have nothing to complain about in the bubble in Orlando.
Where are Russell Westbrook and James Harden? An in-the-loop investigation at 10:40. So there's some good. We got the good. The Rockets are at least in Disneyland, at Disney. The bad, James Harden and Russell Westbrook, not with the team. The good, the Astros played yesterday. Now for the very bad. Very bad. We are wrapping up our In the Loop position series today. At 11 o'clock, we're going to talk about that offensive line. At noon, we're going to talk about that defensive line. A prominent member of that defensive line, in my opinion, the best player in franchise history, J.J. Watt, did an interview yesterday. And I got to tell you, it was a pretty damn good interview. There were a lot of good snippets from that interview that I found extremely interesting. I thought J.J. did an excellent job expressing himself. I thought he did an excellent job, Wade, of talking about everything that's going through his mind as he prepares for the season.
Yep.
By the way, did you see the shirtless pic of J.J. Watt yesterday with the long hair?
I did scroll up through my timeline and did see the pic. It was pure, 100% J.J. Watt, no question about it.
And he appears ready to go. He talked about all types of things. But amidst this great interview, amidst J.J. Watt taking time out of his day to talk to Mike Florio, he fell victim to arguably, one of the worst things going on in the freaking world today. There's a lot of people around this world that should be extremely, 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 if I could add more extremelys, I would, ashamed of themselves. You SOBs absolutely sicken me for the crap you tried to pull yesterday about the best player in Texans franchise history. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened, and you are going to be just as pissed off as I am and just as pissed off as I think Wade Smith are. The bad from yesterday involving the best player in franchise history next.
Hey, Stu, your rent's due, motherfucker.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, one of the worst things going on, and I think it's an absolute travesty, especially when it's this transparent. I think people should, these days especially, consume information with caution. I think you should read stories. I think you should look for context. I think you can come to your own conclusions, but I think you need to at least make some sort of effort to react once you actually have an ounce of facts. Now, I know in the world of social media, that's not going to happen.
Very difficult.
That's unrealistic. To do. And it's unrealistic to expect people who aren't paying their bills off of presenting information to do that. There's a difference between opinions, and there's a difference between misleading facts and misleading quotes. So I understand that. But there is way too much headline porn going on right now that people should know better. If you're collecting a check right now, and I'm not talking about spewing off an opinion's an opinion. So that means nothing. But when you're taking something out of context and you're presenting it and you're putting another man's name at risk by the way you're presenting it, I think it's shameful. I think it's pitiful. I think it's either one of two things. It's either very lazy or it's either very, very, very selectively stupid. You're being selectively stupid to mislead people or you're just being flat out lazy and you did not know better. It's one of two things. And on this show, Wade Smith in for John Lopez, we pride ourselves in consuming as much information as possible. We'll give you opinions. Sometimes you think our opinions are whack. Sometimes you'll think that we are jumping to conclusions. That's fair. But we do the best we can to add context to quotes and when quotes are said. But whenever a local athlete, specifically the best athlete in the history of the Houston Texans franchise, in my opinion, J.J. Watt, falls victim to this, and it's so damn blatant, it gets really, really frustrating on my end, Wade.
Yeah, no question about it. Listen, when you can have somebody be quoted on something that was said as a throwaway at the end of a long interview, and that is something that is the topic of discussion on major networks as though it was a fact.
An A topic.
It's ridiculous, dog. It's ridiculous. And it is a prime example of what you have to deal with today when you try to get information and get facts and get truths from people that their job is to provide you information and let you know what's what. You cannot look at anything at face value that you consume on social media, on television, anything. It's very, very difficult to find out the truth, the facts, in any kind of context with what's going on, because people intentionally are trying to mislead you.
I don't know that it's as hard as you make it. I just don't think it's realistic to expect everyone to do it, and I think they take advantage of that. I think it's very easy to have got context on this. I think it's extremely easy to have got context on what happened yesterday. I really, really do. But just so you know, we'll lay out what exactly happened, and then we'll cuss and discuss it. 713-572-4610 to get in. I actually left the show yesterday, and I was questioning the effectiveness in which I did my job, mm-hmm. because I'm up late. I get up here early. I consume information. Nothing really goes over my head when it comes to relevance, especially about these teams. And as I'm leaving, I'm seeing ESPN headlines. I'm seeing radio.com headlines, which I don't like calling out the own company, but I mean, I saw the headline. About J.J. Watts considering not playing in 2020. And that's fair. I can understand that. I'm sure there's a lot of players that have the luxury of making money that would not want to play in 2020. I can understand that. But the reason why was really what raised my eyebrows, because I actually watched this interview and I saw it posted. J.J. Watt joined Mike Florio. It was a really good interview. And I saw it posted, and not one time did Mike Florio mention what everybody else was mentioning. So I wondered, if Mike Florio's not doing this, what the hell is everybody else getting out of this? Did I miss a conference call or something like that? Like, did J.J. Watt say it somewhere else? I wondered, and I scrolled through the information, and this is the headline right here that I saw yesterday. Quote, Texan star J.J. Watt likely won't play if NFL mandates a certain rule. Talking about wearing a face shield.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm saying to myself, so you're telling me that J.J. Watt is doing all these drills. I watched him do an interview for 10 minutes talking about all the obstacles in front of the players. I saw his brother tweet about how different this situation is going to be, but that he wants to play ball. And somehow I missed J.J. Watt saying that if he's forced to wear a face shield, he's not going to play football. And I thought to myself, when the hell was this said? When the hell was this said? What's going on? Like, I watched that whole Pro Football Talk interview. Florio hasn't said anything about this. Where are these people getting this? Because they're putting the quote on there. And if you let me just read the quote for you, because if you just read this quote, then damn, it kind of sticks out. And J.J. Watt kind of comes across as kind of a jackass.
Yeah,
honestly, he comes across as a jackass. So here is the article, and we'll also play examples of national media using it. All right, so here's what the article says. The possibility of mandating a full face shield could turn players away. Among them is Houston Texans star J.J. Watt. Watt told Pro Football Talk on Wednesday that he has no interest in wearing such a shield, and that if it indeed is mandated, he would sit out the 2020 NFL season. That is serious right there when I read that. And I'm reading it and I'm like, holy crap. Well, it's followed up by the quote itself. So here's the quote from J.J. Watt. And this reads much differently. And this is why I think context is important. And this is why it frustrates me so much. Quote, "My second year in the league, I thought it'd be cool. I put a visor on my helmet," Watt said. "I was like, it looks so cool. I want to put a visor on. I had it on for about 3 periods of practice. And I said, take this sucker off. I'm going to die out here. ... So now you're going to put something around my mouth? You can keep that. If that comes into play, I don't think you're going to see me on that field." Intense, Wade. I mean, that's intense.
I mean, that's the deal breaker. I'll risk everything, but I will not wear a mask. Sounds familiar, huh?
And this is the quote right here. This is what J.J. Watt said. So I went back and I listened to this interview. Here is the context, and here is the manner in which J.J. Watt said this. It was at the end of an interview. Keep in mind, this interview is 10 minutes, okay? It's at the end of an interview. He was clearly kidding around. Here's J.J. Watt in the quote that you just heard along with the headlines. Here's the actual context of how it was presented amidst him plugging freaking Gatorade.
Gatorade's been good to me, and they've always helped me beat the heat, so I'm just trying to pass on the message.
I saw a tweet that you had about a month ago about the possibility of the face shield inside the face mask all the way down. That does not beat the heat, does it?
My second year in the league, you know, I thought it'd be cool. I put a visor on my head. I was like, it looks so cool. I want to put a visor on. I had it on for about 3 periods of practice, and I said, take this sucker off. I'm going to die out here. I literally, just the face one. So now you're going to put something around my mouth, and you can keep that. If that comes into play, I don't think you're going to see me out there on the field.
Okay.
Well, hey, JJ, we wish you all the best. We hope football gets it all figured out. Hope to see you on the field this season. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, take care, pal.
He's joking around. There's not even a follow-up question. It's right there. And you take that quote. And you put it out there when Florio himself isn't even doing it, and it's very clear he's kidding around. That's ridiculous.
The crazy part this is the crazy part about it. You can hear him. You don't even have to see the video. You can hear him kind of smiling and chuckling as he's making these statements. So you know that he's not being for real.
Furthermore, Mike Florio is really used to interviewing. He's an intelligent guy. If Mike Florio thought that J.J. Watt was really saying he wasn't going to play, there would have been a follow-up. It wouldn't have been a peace out. Let's just use some common sense. But you know what? Common sense is optional these days because I decided I was going to watch the ESPN debate shows yesterday. I decided, you know what? I'm bored. I'm going to sit at home. I'm just going to check these debate shows out. And the first topic that ESPN's around the horn with Tony Reale, the first topic they decide to put on the screen is that J.J. Watt is going to refuse to play if he has to wear a face shield. Here is just an example of how lazy or selectively stupid people are being these days.
J.J. Watt says he won't play if he has to wear a face shield. Clinton Yates, we'll start with you. Around the horn to you. The floor is yours. Go.
I kind of love this from J.J. Watt. I don't necessarily always love everything he does.
All right, first of all, I don't know why you don't know love everything he does. Second of all, for that to be presented like that, to where if someone's watching, they think that J.J. Watt's really refusing to use a face shield, it's embarrassing. Yeah. It's one thing for a low-level blog to do that. You're ESPN. You got to be a little bit better. This is why when you consume information, this is why when we present news on this show, I don't just go to ESPN and scroll down on the right side and pick their top stories. This is trash. This is absolute trash to start a show like that based on where the quote came from and what was actually said in the context of it.
They really took that one line at the end of a throwaway sentence at the end of a long interview, built that and pushed the topic to the point that they did an around the horn segment on it. It completely destroys the credibility of ESPN. And that's a problem, bro. Like if I'm JJ, I have a problem with ESPN. Like, my people are probably calling ESPN like, hey, what are y'all doing? Like there was no seriousness in my statement. I was just talking about how hot it was when I had my mask on, my shield on when I was my second year in the league. It was a throwaway statement. It was a joke.
It was a joke.
Like, why are y'all using this as like a legitimate thing? And that's why a lot of, you see organizations, you see coaches, they don't They don't mess with the media.
Florio's because, even laughing too. Like it's very simple. Like it's very simple.
And if Florio of all people, if there was something there, he would have pushed the envelope on it. He would have that would have been the lead topic on Pro Football Talk that JJ Watt says if I'm wearing a mask, then I'm not gonna play.
Ridiculous.
It doesn't make sense. And it took away from the interview was really good.
We'll hear
talked a bunch in the interview.
We'll hear that. He said some good stuff. We'll hear from JJ later on in the show. Yeah, it was damn good. He had some good things to say, but my goodness. I mean, you gotta do a little bit better than that. I don't know if people are still on vacation from 4th of July, but whether you're someone posting stories online at ESPN or wherever, you got to do better than that. I'm not a media watchdog, but when it's local stuff and you're hinting that the best player in franchise history is going to sit out if he has to wear a mouth guard, that's absolute ridiculousness. Just absolute silliness. 713-572-4610 to get in. By the way, Quentin Yates, you don't like what J.J. Watt normally does. Why don't you explain yourself there? You sound kind of silly there as well. I don't understand that either. NBA players, they're living the bubble life right now. Some different than others. The Rockets have arrived, but James Harden and Russell Westbrook have not. We got to investigate this. We got to investigate this like only we can next.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Rockets got on a plane yesterday. Rockets arrived in Orlando. Most of them. Wade Smith in for John Lopez. Landry Locker, Figgy Fig, holding it down for you. So the plane left at about 5. Two guys, there were multiple guys, but two guys that we really care about were not on the plane.
The two most important guys.
Two guys. We have a little bit of a reenactment of what it was like when Mike D'Antoni, as the Rockets, hopped on that plane, did a roll call. Elementary school style. I don't know how we acquired this, but this is how it went. This is a reenactment. This isn't official audio. Apparently, they don't want us to play the official audio, so this is a reenactment of what happened as they got on that plane. All right. Caboclo Bruno.
Here.
All right. Bruno is here. Carol Damari. Damari Carol.
Here.
Chandler Tyson. Tyson Chandler.
Here.
Chris Clemens.
Here.
Now, is it Covington or Covington? Robert Covington?
Present.
Frazier Michael.
Here.
Eric Gordon, you're here. I see you. Green Jeff. Jeff Green.
Here.
Harden. Harden.
Adam Lee.
Here.
Adamowski. Adamson.
Here.
Adler.
Here.
Anderson. Anderson.
Here.
Bueller. 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 Bueller.
He's sick. My best.
He's sick. I don't know what that girl's talking about. Let's just continue the roll. Maybe James is running a little bit late. House Jr. Daniel House.
Here.
Howard William.
Here.
Ben McLemore. McLemore.
Here.
Rivers Austin.
Here.
Tucker PJ, I see you. Lots of shoes. I see you. Westbrook, Russell Westbrook. That's what it sounded like. That's what I was told. No Harden, no Westbrook on the plane, Smitty, which leads to some speculation.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I'm going to ride with what you were talking about yesterday, man. You said that These dudes are going to need to have extra room for their clothes, for their shoes. You saw PJ Tucker, you know, in his shoe game, and he had, I don't know, like 60-something pairs of shoes. Maybe Westbrook and Harden, they needed their own jet. They couldn't fit with everybody else because they had to get, you know, they had their own stuff that they had to bring there. You know, these guys are stylish.
I said,
overpacked, overprepared.
I said maybe they just needed extra suitcases. PJ Tucker, by the way, this is Chris Haynes of TNT talking about PJ Tucker and how heavy he had to pack on the plane to Florida.
League sources inform me that he's going to have upwards to 60 shoes packed for this trip. On top of, he'll be going on eBay throughout this time here, ordering more shoes as the days go on. Now, during this pandemic, he's been ordering on eBay the whole time because he wasn't able to get out. He did it so much, him and eBay struck up a partnership deal that's going to be announced later on. So PJ Tucker is going to be well-equipped on and off the court at an alarming rate.
So maybe Harden and Westbrook, maybe they just pack heavy and they're going to fly in their own planes.
That very well could be the case. We're not going to skip past the fact, though, that PJ Tucker struck up a deal with Amazon.
eBay.
It was eBay, so that he could make sure his shoe game and his clothes game is right for the entire time in the bubble. Mm-hmm. Respect PJ Tucker, man. Using your platform to make a difference and making sure that you make bread and you have the stylish attire that you need for the next 4 months. You got to love it.
Now, that's scenario one. Maybe they pack heavy. Maybe they just wanted to get there later.
Yeah.
There's also, though, some theories going around, which is context clues.
Like what?
Stuff that happens. I don't know. I just know that there's been speculation. That Harden has had some videos out of parties.
Right, right.
You've seen him rolling around with Lil Baby. He's been known to hit the town. He's been known to party a little bit. James, social distancing and quarantining is harder for some more than others. Here's just an example of a night in the town with my man James Harden.
Don't you open up that window?
Hey, is Adidas still mad at you, James?
Yeah. I got 200 million, cousin.
Is Adidas mad at you, bro?
I got Adidas. I just want to know, bro.
What do you want to know?
Adidas is about to crack. Nike is cool. Adidas is about to be amazing.
Yeah.
Swag!
So it sounds like to me maybe he just overslept. You know, he was out kicking and had a good time, overslept, and he's like, hey, me and Russ going to catch a flight later, right?
We're trying to get to the bottom of this James Harden-Russell Westbrook thing. Now, we do know that it's inevitable, whether it's baseball, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, that the virus is going to spread. Sometimes you'll get it, sometimes you won't, and in the fairness of players, you won't say whether or not someone got it. Here's an example of Dusty Baker, two guys that haven't been at Astros spring training. Urquidy and Yordan Alvarez. Dusty first asked about Yordan Alvarez.
Can you give us a status update on Jose Urquidy? Is he with the team?
Well, no, he's not. You know, like the player has a condition that's preventing him from, you know, reporting to the field or, you know, participating in practice. As far as Yordan, you know, it's in the same situation. You know, like, you know, he's another guy that, you know, we can't say anything about other than, you know, he has a condition that's preventing him from reporting to the field.
So even if it did happen, we would not know. And I think that's fair. We would not know. There would be reason not to know. I would 100% understand that.
I mean, are we going to get an interview from D'Antoni in the next 24 hours or so? And he says, you know, Russ and James aren't here yet because they have a condition? Or, I mean, is that what we're thinking? Because it's
be
a condition.
Issues, it could be something.
You know, it could be a lot of different things. Who knows? But I do know this. The sooner they get there, the better they get there. Because you got a very short time span to get on the same page and get everybody ready to play ball and go down this 8-game stretch before you hit the playoffs. So those guys got to get there sooner than later. Those are the two most important figures on the Rockets roster. James Harden, Russell Westbrook.
James Harden, Russell Westbrook not on the plane to Orlando. I do find it, I don't want to say troubling, but I think JJ talked about it yesterday. Correa has kind of taken precaution to where he's even telling his wife not to go to the beauty salon, and she's a freaking beauty pageant contestant.
Yes.
So obviously that's important to her.
Award winning.
There's a lot of athletes that are going the extra mile to prevent this from happening. Speaking about it, JJ's spoken about it. Correa's mm-hmm. spoken about it.
Sacrifices, man.
When you do see videos of James Harden emerge on social media, hitting the town or, you know, just driving through downtown like it's nothing, it is kind of alarming, but it is also his right. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. You get $200 million from Adidas and get the Supermax deal in the NBA, you can do whatever. But it does come across as somewhat reckless, and it does lead people to just wonder why he's not on the plane for whatever reason. So you kind of lose the benefit of the doubt in that situation. I don't know what's going on. I think we might get some clarity and we might figure something out. But I do know this. When it comes to a guy like a James Harden who doesn't have a championship ring, mm-hmm. Like Carlos Correa already does, who has an opportunity where in this format you don't have to go to Los Angeles and face the Lakers or the Clippers if you advance in the playoffs. If you have that opportunity in front of you and you have that chance, you can do whatever the hell you want. That's the right you've earned. But as someone who is sitting across from a professional athlete, as someone who interacts with professional athletes on the reg and have my entire life, to me, it just seems like a lot of the guys I know, if they had this opportunity and stuff aligned for them the way that it has for James Harden, I would be more of the mindset of a guy like a Carlos Correa who won't even leave his house and is telling his wife not even to go to a beauty salon. And beauty salons are being incredibly safe right now, as opposed to throwing private parties and riding around in Lambos with rappers. That's just me. And when you do that, the criticism that James Harden has already gotten in the past,
yeah,
it only magnifies, and the benefit of the doubt that a lot of athletes get, it gets eliminated when those types of actions take place. Is that fair or is that unfair, Smitty?
It's fair for you to have that opinion. I think that's a legitimate, you know, reasonable opinion to have. I think when you look at it, take a step back and you say, it's very, very difficult to expect somebody that is young, rich, and successful to not live their lives. That's something that a lot of people are being asked to do these days, and it causes issues because people want to have the freedom to do what they normally would do. America's a free country, and you want to be able to just do what you normally would do. And so it's very difficult to expect someone to change how they normally operate. Now, talking about Harden and talking about professional athletes in all sports that are going to have to sacrifice in order to win that ultimate goal, that's something that's going to have to change. That's something that you're going to have to take into account, that, hey, I cannot function and operate like I normally would because I could risk myself and other people in the process, and that can be directly detrimental to me being successful as an athlete and winning a championship. So that's something that James Harden and any other player that are playing and want to truly win, that's something they're going to have to do. They're going to have to sacrifice operating like they normally would. And it's going to be, it's eye-opening. It's going to be uncomfortable. There's nothing fun about it, but there's a lot of people out here right now that are having to go through things that are uncomfortable, and they do it because they're essential. They got to go out there and do their job. So that's something that he's got to, and everybody that's playing professional sports have to keep in mind.
That's the speculatory part during these times that comes when two star players don't get on a plane. From a bottom line perspective, bottom line, win, loss, bottom line, that bottom line, just looking at what happens in that bubble, your first game on July 31st is against the Dallas Mavericks.
Indeed.
You lose that game, you're only a half game up on them from falling to the seventh seed. So if, for whatever reason, regardless of what the damn reason is, if Westbrook and Harden don't play against the Mavs and the Mavs beat you, You are a half game away from having to face the Los Angeles Clippers in the first round of the playoffs. And I'll tell you this. I thought the Clippers were the favorite before.
Yeah.
After I saw the way that former Rocket Patrick Beverley is enjoying himself in that bubble, I almost feel like they might not lose a damn game as long as he's on the court. I mean, I knew Pat Beverley was cut from a different cloth to where I think you could basically take Pat Beverley anywhere and tell him to just hoop. But this guy looks like he's in heaven at the bubble. While these other bougie-ass dudes are whining about the bubble, Patrick Beverley looks ready to go.
Yeah, man, I got a little setup here. Yeah, got the sage going over here. Got a nice little view here. Yeah, man, electronic system here. Okay. And I got them white tees. Y'all get at me, man. Bubba, what you make it, man?
Sounds like to me that Pat Beverley, he's a big fan of Coming to America. Him and Prince Hakeem have the same mentality going into a situation. Hey, I'm willing to deal with some meager accommodations in order to get my ultimate prize. And Pat Beverley, I think his ultimate prize he wants is the NBA championship.
And there's been a talk about who are the top two teams. Is it the Bucks are over there, but on the West side, is it the Lakers or is it the Clippers? I think that if you just judge it by bubble reaction, the Clippers got an advantage because you got Pat Bev living his best life. I don't know why the Lakers signed J.R. Smith. I don't think he's in position to play right now. He was smoking a Swisher Sweet the other day. Like, he was just walking down the street smoking a Swisher Sweet. Apparently, he...
I'm low-key faded, bro.
...was just eating a lot. And J.R. Smith's already causing trouble with the Lakers. Because while Pat Beverley's basically having an MTV Cribs, there's a video of J.R. Smith. He was actually on Instagram Live for a long time. So they put your meal outside of your door in the hall.
Yeah.
And you open it up and you grab your meal. And J.R. Smith, as he opened it up, a bunch of teammates were there. I think you could see Kuzma, you could see JaVale McGee. They're grabbing their food, and J.R. Smith is already getting calls from management. So while the Clippers are thriving, J.R. Smith, someone who you might not even play, is already causing trouble.
We out here.
Sack lunches
and Word. Eat Lunchables, Mikey. You're a fruit by the foot and like, I'm 15 like you. Oh, man. They mad at me, bro. I'm gone. Just got the text. Exposing too much.
Gets a text message in the middle of his Instagram Live.
My bad.
Come on, bro. And Bev's ready. If there was ever a question about Rockets or Clippers, there it is. Come on.
That boy said the fruit by the foot. Nah, I ain't mad at J.R. Straight comedy. I can't count on him when it matters most. I don't know why LeBron can still count on him because he tricked it away the last time they were together. But that was hilarious, dog. That boy said I eat fruit by the foot.
Absolutely
like I was 15.
Wade Smith in for John Lopez. Westbrook Harden not on the plane. We'll see if we get any of the latest news. Texans position series, part 7. I'm with the former Texans Pro Bowl offensive lineman, so it's only appropriate that we talk about that offensive line. Could this end up being the best Texans offensive line of all time? Wade Smith, he's a part of the best. We'll see if he thinks that status is in jeopardy now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.